No, it was by fate as well, really, what I ended up at Tamworth, because I was trying to get out of Worcester because financially they were struggling, and I had another year left, and the manager and chairman actually said at the time they wouldn't be able to afford my deal. And I said, well, you know, what am I going to do? But luckily Tamworth wanted a Worcester player and Worcester wanted me out, so we swapped, in effect, and I ended up with Gary Mills at Tamworth, and first year was brilliant. We won the league, so I thought, you know, and I understood how he wanted to play, and I liked the way he played and trained, and his whole philosophy in football, and obviously Gibo was there. And
what do you think he saw in you?
I don't know. He was the manager at Notts County at the time when I was due to sign them, so I think he knew a little bit of me anyway. So I don't know, maybe just saw, hopefully, the qualities I've got. So
what are your qualities? Come on, blow your own trumpet. You're terribly modest.
Well, I like to think I can, you know, I'm a good leader and talk, and I read the game well.
We've only just met, but you strike me as a terribly peaceful person. You know, quite a lot of sports people you meet, they're sort of like adrenaline bubbling to the surface all the time, and you strike me as having a sense of calm about you.
Yeah, well, I am, you know, and you've got to try and keep that calm, and then when you go on the pitch, you know, your mentality changes a little bit, but yeah, it's just experiencing things. Maybe a few years ago I wasn't like that, but you know, it's a cliche again, but you learn things in age, and you learn it with experience.
May this old man of 31
I feel old.
Well, on the occasions I've spoken to Gary Mills, and I have on a couple of occasions, and I've been really impressed by him. Quite nervous, because you're meeting quite a character when you meet him, aren't you? But the overriding impression that I get is one of positivity. You know, he just radiates can-do.
Yeah.
Does that make him difficult to be around or wonderful to be around? Because I get the impression that anybody that goes, sorry, Mr. Mills, sorry, Gaffer, I can't do that, is probably given fairly short shrift.
A little bit, I think so. Yeah, definitely. He's got this mentality that he pushes onto us, and you do take it all in, and it sinks in, some quicker than others. But if you don't, if you're not on board with him, then unfortunately, you know, you won't play and you won't be here. So I do think he's got a bit of Brian Clough in him from, obviously, it was his manager at Forest, and he's kind of old school in certain ways, but, you know, he's modern in others, you know. I've always said to the lads, because they know I've known him for a few years, and they're like, oh, what's he like? Bloody blah. I said, look, you do what he wants you to do, and he'll help you out, whether that's on the pitch or off the pitch. And I think that's a pretty fair judgment on the gaffer.
Yeah. There's that term for him again. Everybody knows him as the gaffer. It was an incredible end to the season. I mean, we started, sort of touched on this at the start, the FA Trophy semi-finals against Luton, the final games of the season in the to finish in the playoff places, the playoff semi-final against Manfield that led again to this incredible climax of the season, two games at Wembley. What was that like? I mean, I remember seeing someone on Twitter saying, please note, all York City fans, do not go back to Wembley this weekend. We've done two and we can't afford the train fare for the third time. What was it like for you guys being there two weekends on the trot?
Brilliant. We, you know, the first time we were there, it's for a lot of us, it's the first time we played there as well. So we took it all in. We were there taking photos and getting used to the surroundings, seeing the changing rooms. And, you know, I went down a week before with Matty Blair just to do the trophy sort of preparations, and the week before was the Liverpool-Chelsea, I think it might have been semi-final, FA Cup, something like that, and they still had all the posters up of the Chelsea players and Chelsea dressing room, and, you know, it opened your eyes to think, you know, actually, yeah, Chelsea lads were in here, you know, the European champions, Premiership players on this much money, and they've sat here, and, you know, it brings it home to light. So I think it was an advantage for us for the second game, because we got there, and it's not an arrogance, but we're like, none of us were taking photos because we got them the week before. We'd been there, we know, we'd done that. I think that helped us a little bit, but yeah.
We're cool. We've been here.
It's an arrogance, but it's not a, you know, it's not a cocky arrogance. No. It's, you know, it's...
Well, but a nice place to be in, actually, because difficult enough playing a game as important as that, but also the feeling of unfamiliarity, certainly at that first game at Wembley. Yeah. How do you pull yourself together and say, now, come on, don't be overwhelmed by the situation. My job here is to play a game of football. I may be here in the National Stadium with X thousand people screaming the lungs out at me, but actually just play the game as well as I can.
Well, that's it. You've just got to try and play it down as much as you can. You know, both occasions we went down 2 days prior to the game. We had a couple of days in a really nice hotel. We trained at a nice training ground. So we relaxed. We had a few coffees in London, I think the day before the Newport game, just to make us all relaxed and just try and make it as a normal game as possible. With, you know, at the back of the mind, you know it's a massive game, but you're just trying to settle your nerves and just get familiar to the surroundings.
Played you Barry Parker talking about you picking up the trophy earlier on. Would you like to hear some highlights from the game?
Oh, would
you? All right, then, here we go.
Smith comes in to help. Danger shot at goal. And they've got him a straight away. And Gray has scored from around 8 yards out. And Luton have scored after 1 minute and 20 seconds of football here at Wembley. Smith hooks the ball in. Anybody there? Shot at goal. Luton have scored. It's actually Chambers, I think. York have equalised. Oibanjo, long flat throw, flicked on by Parslow, and it's in the back of the net, and Blair scored. It's marvellous stuff from York City, and York lead by 2-1 after 1 minute and 10 seconds of the second half. Referee still playing on. We're 4.5, the final whistle's gone. York are back in the Football League after 8 long years in the Conference Wilderness. They are back. They set off to achieve this at the start of the season. They have achieved that.
Would someone please scrape Barry Parker off the ceiling?
Oh, yeah.
It's still good to hear, isn't it?
It is, very.
Wasn't it? I mean, a minute and 20 seconds in, as I say, I'm not the world's greatest football fan. I felt physically sick when they scored within the first 90 seconds.
Wasn't a good start, as I said, but again, I'll go on that about that arrogance. We just knew, we had a feeling that, you know, not to panic, and we knew we'd beat Luton X amount of times before, and we were on this good run, and we just believed in ourselves that, OK, 2 minutes have gone, but let's get back into the game, and we always believed that we could, so if we didn't, then we wouldn't have.
As a colleague of mine rather wisely observed, rather let the opposition score 2 minutes from the start of the game than 2 minutes from the end of the game, when there's no chance to turn things round.
That's it, and they started well, you know, and it was a good finish, and it kind of kicked us a little bit and got us going, and you know, that might have been the best thing for us. We'll never know, but like I say, we had that belief that we could go and still win the game, whether it was after 2 minutes or half an hour.